Blog Talk Radio.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Won't you excuse me for a moment while I slip into something a little bit more comfortable?
Hello. Hey, how you doing? All music lovers and funkaholics in the house. Cat's here. That's me coming to you live. I'm talking about the newest in indie artists from funk, R&B, jazz. Going to mix it up all really nice and hope you enjoy it because you're in the right place. Glad you could join, so please keep it right here. Hey, if at any time you would care to call in, there is a call-in number. You can call in and shout out to me and your friends and whatever, and talk about music, whatever you want to talk about. Yeah, I usually like to talk about music and the arts and things like that. No general news topics. I don't want to bring anybody down, okay? I want to talk about things like music and art and maybe movies and things like that, or what's going on in your town as far as the music scene. That's right, and I'm here every Tuesday at this time, 5:30 to 6:30. So please do help me get the word out, if you would. Share the show links with your friends on Facebook or whatever, social media, if you would. The show is brought to you by catorlando.com. That's the official website for all things Cat and Cat's Funkaholic and my CD and all those sort of things. And if you go there and check it out, you can buy the music, physical CD on there, or you can check out some samples of the music. And now if you prefer to buy actual MP3s, you know, you can go to CD Baby and iTunes and all those different digital music sites. Or you can come see me at the gig, all right, and buy a copy there, because our next show coming up for Cat's Funkaholic will be in beautiful Clinton Township, Michigan, at Clancy's Irish Pub on Saturday, May 30th. Now, Saturday, May 30th, do not be confused. That's not Memorial Weekend. That's the weekend after Memorial Weekend. We're going to be there, okay, at Clancy's in Clinton Township, and going to get funky on you, okay? And once again, for upcoming show dates, please do go to catorlando.com. That's Cat with a K. All right. Hidden Agenda. Now, Hidden Agenda coming up this weekend for the band Christie's in Lake Orion this Friday. We've been playing there a lot lately, and we do like it there. It's always a whole lot of fun and good people. Nick Christie running that place, and they always have great food, and there's a dance floor, and very cool spot. Now, Saturday coming up, Hidden Agenda returns to Rochester Mills in Rochester. And that's a converted brewery, and it's a huge place, pool tables and all kinds of room to dance and a cool stage. We like it there, too. Now, of course, there's a big weekend coming up north, and we're getting ready to go on our annual tour to the Leelanau Peninsula up north. It's our ninth year playing for playing at the annual Here Comes the Sun party outdoor thing at the Cove in Leland, Michigan. So you got to check all those dates out. We're going to be playing at the Traverse City West Bay Resort on the Sunday, the Memorial Day Sunday. And then also previous to that, we will have a duo thing coming up and a trio, Hidden Agenda Trio and Cat Duo. So all that stuff is on HiddenAgendaBand.com, and the Cat shows are on CatOrlando.com. It's all, the rest of it's all pretty self-explanatory. All right, so do check that out. And let's get down to some music right about now. Here's something called Brother by the Cornelius.
Yeah. got a lot to learn. They got good deeds on their mind. They ain't hung up on somebody's waistline. And on any given day, you can smell the fool a mile away. Wash your hands and take them.
Put it in my mouth. Hey, what's going on? This is Tammy, and you're listening to Cats Funkaholic Radio Detroit. New indie artists making it funky.
Buttermilk and Cornbread. That was a fun track right there off of his latest CD. We might be getting Bunny back on the show here. He's always real whole lot of fun to talk to, and what a background in music he has. He's part of the Philly sound going way back in the day, but he's still coming out strong with some strong music these days, once again with a brand new CD out, so check him out, Bunny Sigler. All right, and previous to that was a song called Brother by the Cornelius, and I always like playing that one too. All right, well, hey, what else has been going on? I heard American Idol got, they're finishing up their last season. The show has been canceled after 15 years. That show had 15 years? Well, it's been a long run, whatever it was. And I got to say, I kind of have mixed feelings about that show. At first, I hated it, and I thought it was just presenting the music business as an easy you know, you get into a contest and, you know, in front of a bunch of people on TV and boom, you have a career. And, you know, they made it look like you don't have to do all the hard work of the rehearsals and, you know, learning music, actually learning your instrument or learning your voice and all the things behind you. Just show up and perform and you're, you know, if you get recognized, that's it. But, you know, it did have some good points in it, and especially, and it did have some amazing talent over the years that came through that show. And the last several seasons with Jennifer Lopez, Harry Connick, and Keith Urban, well, he's Harry Connick Jr. was in this last, most recent season, but at least they, their criticism, their construct, you know, their criticism on what they did and didn't like was constructive and based on, to me, was based on real world experience. And some of the other previous judges were like, well, I just don't like it, you know, like Simon, that was horrible, you know, whatever. Just didn't have any basis of any kind of musical knowledge behind it, let's put it that way. So, anyway, good and bad things about those sort of contest shows. Sometimes they're all popularity contest, and it's not about the talent. And then, you know, some of these people that lose go on to have magnificent careers, thank God, Jennifer Hudson, Kelly Clarkson, and then other people that actually win fall off the map, and you never hear from them again. So who knows? Well, all right, well, I'm going to get back to what I do right here. This is something called Get Your Mind Right by Tamika Trevon.
Get your mind right, get your game tight. You about to lose the real This is your girl Kawana Jackson, and you are rocking with Cat's Funkaholic Radio Show.
How may I, in all humble servitude, be of assistance?
Let me show you my love.
Yeah.
right. That's a cool little groove right there by Kenya. That's called Let Me, and she's going to be on the show next week. So mark that down in your calendar next Tuesday. All right, check that out. And previous to that, Detroit's own Gabe Gonzalez. He's one of the P-Funk guys. Yeah, he's been up to all kinds of musical stuff. He was out in New York just jamming out there, and he's back for his Thursday night jam in downtown Detroit at the Drive Club, and that's a cool spot too. You can listen to music and play ping pong too. It's pretty unique spot right in downtown Detroit. And that was Gabe Gonzalez with It's Worth What It Was Just Because. Now, previous to that, starting that three-song set was Get Your Mind Right by Tamika Trevon. And you are listening to Cat's Funkaholic Radio Detroit. I'm here every Tuesday. I'm looking for some more listeners out there. Hope to find some more somewhere. Anybody? Anybody listening out there? Oh, come on, man. Now, help me get the word out, if you would. If you would, just, just get on Facebook and share the link. And it's kind of like a little plant. I'm putting a whole lot of sunshine on it and a lot of water and want to watch it grow. So if you'd help me do that, that'd be very cool. I would appreciate it so much. Always appreciate your support. All right, in other news, I was flipping channels, channel surfing the other day, and I saw a really cool documentary aptly titled Make It Funky, and it happened to be about New Orleans music and what a rich culture there in New Orleans, of course, and a lot of that show was based on artists like Alan Toussaint and the Neville Brothers. And then coincidentally, I see online that the Neville Brothers will be calling it quits as a band, and which is pretty disappointing. But you got to say, they've been around, and their family, you know, they just carry on the tradition of making music through generations, and what awesome talent in that family, just unbelievable. I used to have Fire on the Bayou, the album, and on vinyl, and I think I wore it out, and just love the music. And one time I went to see them at Elvin's way back when, and David Ruffin and Eddie Kendricks walked in, and it was just a really, really cool, very memorable show there. So all the best. I'm sure individually all the Neville Brothers, Aaron and Art, and all of them will be performing in different groups, plus their own, whatever they're going to be doing. And Neville Brothers as a band calling it quits. So, all right. Well, hey, anyway, carrying on here, I'm going to get down to something here by Duffy King, something called Revelation Number 9.
Thank you. in the soul mine. Walking in the soul mine. Walking in the soul mine. You make a worker like a seaman's sweat. Hotter, baby, than I ever thought it'd get. You cruel woman, you got a heart that's made of stone. Sometimes, baby, I wish you'd just leave me alone. It's like working in the soul mine. I can't work, can't holler. Working in the soul mine till the day is done. Working in the soul mine. Well, I can't work no harder. Working in the soul mine. Can I have some fun? Sometimes, baby, I think you'd like to see me hurt. Just like a dog digging in the dirt. Now, believe me, baby, you know you got me on my knees. God, let me off, girl. You gotta save my spirit free. It's like working in the soul mine. I can't work and I hide on. Working in the soul mine till the day is done. Working in the soul mine. Well, I can't work no harder. Working in the soul mine. Can I have some fun? I said, I'm taking up a half, fellas.
9. It was actually Alan Hewitt from Moody Blues and his new CD out featuring Duffy King on guitar. And now Duffy was on the show recently with me talking about that CD called Evolution. So get online and check it out. That's Alan Hewitt and Duffy King's on that track. Check that CD out called Evolution. All right. Well, I'm going to get back to some music and head on out of the show here shortly. So got a few more tunes, so check this out. We're going to go down to Ohio with Eric Troy, kicking it on Guitar Rebel Music.
Wants to see you.
Tell him I'm rehearsing.
Now. No. Where Lisa and Wendy at?
Radio.com, and also please do check out the website catorlando.com.